I'm going to read the King James Version of the text, which I know is a little different than what we have. Can you hear me okay with this, the mic like this? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So Mr. Charles Blue, I feel like there's a wavelength we are both on today, because my remarks begin about a principal of a school. The principal of the school I want to talk about is one that was the principal of Michelle Obama's elementary school and middle school. So perhaps you have read Michelle Obama's new book. I don't often read that genre of book, the famous person talking about their life, but it's Michelle Obama, so I did. And I was really touched by it, and especially touched by this story she told. So I'm going to read to you a little excerpt from her book. As I was entering, she was entering, seventh grade, the Chicago Defender, a weekly newspaper that was popular with African American readers, ran a vitriolic opinion piece that claimed that our school had gone, in the span of a few years, from being one of the city's best public schools to a, quote, rundown slum governed by, quote, ghetto mentality. Our school principal, Dr. Lavazio, immediately hit back with a letter to the editor, defending his community of parents and students and deeming the newspaper piece, quote, an outrageous lie, which seemed designed to incite only feelings of failure and flight. Dr. Lavazio was a round, cheery man who had an afro that pulled out from either side of his bald spot and who spent most of his time in an office near the building's front door. It's clear from his letter that he understood precisely what he was up against. Failure is a feeling long before it becomes an actual result. It's a vulnerability that breeds with self-doubt and is then escalated, often deliberately, by fear. Those feelings of failure, he mentioned, were everywhere already in my neighborhood, her neighborhood, including with predatory real estate agents roaming South Shore, whispering to homeowners they should sell before it's too late. The inference being that failure was coming, that it's inevitable, and that it's already half arrived. I was really, really touched to hear her speak about that failure is a feeling long before it is a result. And that I thought of that as wind, as like a wind of fear. And that is what brought me to the 23rd Psalm and thinking about that line, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I always think that line's very interesting because David doesn't talk about being in a valley of evil. He talks about being in the shadow of evil. And shadows are funny. I mean, it's a valley. It's probably big. And he's not riding a horse through it. He's not stationary within it. He's trying to walk through it, which is something that takes a lot of persistence, takes a lot of willingness to engage. And a shadow over you while you're walking through something can, from one point of view, really stop you, really surround you in that darkness. And I think of that failure as a feeling long before it's a result, the way that shadow can stop us. But that's not what the psalmist is saying. He's saying, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. He is free from that fear because God is with him. And he knows that the company of God is more powerful than that shadow. It's more powerful than his fear. He can easily walk through that valley with God at his side. I'm always interested in the Bible when God doesn't just vanquish evil, when it doesn't just go away, when he offers to walk with us in it, and the power that that gives. I've been thinking a lot about connectedness, having a toddler. Lucia hasn't been sleeping very well, and a lot of the times it's because she wants to feel our company and our connectedness. And thinking about, again, that power that God offers us, that there is a connection and a company that he can give us that might release us from fear and dread, and maybe that is what we most need. Thank you.